الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد. We're busy with the chapter of understanding from the advices of our Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali what the whisperings of shaitan are all about. Though we listen, it's only 10% of the road to reformation, to listen. The practical part, that is another 90%. You can tell a person in 10 minutes how to get to Durban, but for him to put it into practice, it's going to take him a couple of hours, and he'll have to be alert at every point of the journey. He can't start off with Josh. And well, according to this person, it's 5 hours. I'll do it in 2 hours. I'm going to show you. It's not going to work out. There will have to be a lot of patience. There will be traffic jams. There will be possibly a lot of roadblocks, accidents. It can even go up to 10 hours, that particular journey. And right till the end, you'll have to be alert to the road signs. Similarly, the road to Allah Ta'ala, the road to Hidayat, 10% is information. Perform 5 times salah. In less than 10 seconds it is mentioned. But the practicality of it is for a lifetime, whole life. Nikah is performed, it takes less than 10 seconds to say, I accept her. Nakahtu aqabiltu azawajtu a finish. But thereafter, you can't turn around and say, well, my intention was only for one day, that I'm going to look after her. You can't bring intention in wherever you want to, but my intention is good. Intention is one wing of the bird of Hidayat. The other one is to work in a very, very meticulous manner, respecting procedure. And procedure is vitally important. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, many, many places, أَلَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ هو الذي خلق السماوات بغير عمد هو الذي الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام. I created the earth, the sky in 6 days. Allah Ta'ala could have said one kun, it's done. Just one kun. He could have put pillars if he wanted to. But this is Allah Ta'ala himself says Sunnat Allah. There is a procedure which Allah Ta'ala follows. The greatest buzruk in this world, the greatest wali in this world, if he decides he's getting married and he's a kutub of the times, and 2 days after the marriage, a child must be born, it's not going to happen. It's against sunnatullah. So procedure has to be respected, and that is where the shaitan comes in. When we disrespect procedure, we jump. We try and circumvent, we try and take detours, and that's where the shaitan lies in wait. Procedure is vitally important in everything. If there's procedure, what does procedure mean? You are going to give respect where respect is due. If you've got a father, but you, Allah forbid, want to bypass him, Allah forbid, there's not going to be much barakat in what you do, because you did not adopt procedure. How many other people not to get married without the consent of their parents, without even informing their parents? Allah forbid. In the majority of the cases, there's no barakah in the entire something that is supposed to be a means of happiness and joy, turns out into a disaster and a tragedy. Why did father's heart, that mother's heart is going to be hurt? But why you never spoke to me first? Am I not your father? Am I not your mother? Didn't I bring you up? Am I not around? So one has to be very careful with regards to procedure. And this is, as I mentioned, where the shaitan comes in. We have to utilize the correct procedure. Sometimes it's a bit painful even. Sometimes It can turn out that what we want, we don't even get. We're not going to get everything, whatever we want. But if we respect the procedure which Allah Ta'ala has set out, there will be a lot of barakah. There was a lady, our iman is very weak. It's almost non-existence. Let us not bluff ourselves and fool ourselves. Yes, we've got kurta or we wear hijab and well, I'm a good Muslim. We're very far. We haven't even come close. We haven't even seen the shadow of Islam in iman. A certain sahaba, he came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, very poor. He was an African. I want to get married, but no one wants to marry me. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, go to a certain house, go and speak to the father there. He went, knocked on the door, genuine Arab, mashallah, ta'ala, opened the door, assalamu alaikum, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, send me. And said, oh, you must speak to me. Okay, all right, let me think of someone. At the moment, no one comes to my mind. In that house, there was a girl, his daughter. She said, oh, father, what are you doing? You're sending him away. Rasulullah is sending me here, and you're sending him away. No ways, I won't allow it. My iman doesn't accept it. I'll marry him. Why does Rasul send him here? Father was taken aback. He says, no, I'm not worried about anything. Life is a few days, but following Allah's and His Rasul's wishes, that means everything to me. And the father accepted. There was so much barakah, he was one of the poorest persons. Overnight, he became one of the wealthiest persons. Allah Pak blessed him and his wife with abundance of happiness and joy. Procedure has to be followed. Procedure must be followed. I went once, I was going to go to Dioban. It was after I qualified, I think. And I was still studying my iftah also. And I wanted to go and purchase some kitabs. So I went to Azri. Azri, I want to go to Dioban. And this is the reason I want to go. He said, Zarur, theke. He greeted me. Then he looked at me and said, wait. Have you taken permission from the principal? The principal, official principal, was Azerbaijan, Azri's son. I took Aziz permission from Aziz. Aziz said, no, go there. Follow procedure. Follow procedure, proper procedure. Go there. I went there. Although, at the end of the day, there's no way he's going to say no. Aziz gave me permission. But we had to follow the proper procedure. Evil whisperings is only from Shaitan. Why? That he may cause grief to those who believe. Aziz says this. Inna najwa min ash-shaytan liyahzuna alladhina amanu. Shaitan wants to stir the pot. He's making brew. Yeah, let me get them now to a point where everyone is at everyone's throats. No more laughter, no more joy, no more. Allah Ta'ala is there to help us. Allah Ta'ala tells us, don't do things that are, you're doing it in a wrong way. How often we have seen friends trying to cover up for one another. Sometimes it reaches a stage where they commit a crime. Sometimes it even reaches, get a guy, sort him out, hit him. He's a crook. Bash him up and everyone goes in. And a fellow is so severely injured, or we had a case when a person died. Investigation now they turn against one another. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةِ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. In order to create distress and suffering, such and such thoughts are instilled in the hearts. As he says, this is Shaitan's work. Why does Shaitan come with his bad thoughts, evil thoughts, suspicious thoughts? It is, he's got one objective. I must cause grief, big time grief here. And he doesn't go here in this ayah. People who got iman, I must go there. As he used to say, rahmatullahi, people don't go and steal from an empty shop. Shaitan, God, don't come with wasawis to people who are off track. They don't even know what is wasawis. Because their life is, forget wasawis, the whole life is based on evil. Running around, movies, cinemas, no salah, negligence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, carelessness, their whole lives. So there's nothing to worry about. There's nothing for him to steal. Many other people, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. They reach the stage, we're already there in kufr and they can't even see there in kufr. One prominent politician who passed away last year, they had a 1 year celebration. Celebration by his qabr. And he's dancing around there by the qabr. I read this myself. They're dancing. The political lady politicians and all, they're dancing, celebrating. And a Muslim lady there, she's saying, I know this this person here. Her name is a Muslim name. I'm not going to take any names, anything. I fear for myself. I say, Ya Allah, look at the condition. And she say, I know this politician is with a certain non-Muslim. She took out 3-4 very big, prominent politicians who have passed away, presidents of the country. She's with the A-team in heaven. He's with the A-team in heaven. They're looking at us. Muslim, is that your aqidah? Is that what your aqidah is all about? That you say with such certainty concerning people who have passed away, self-proclaimed the non-Muslims. You say they're all in Jannah. And you feel you have iman. May Allah save our iman. May Allah save our iman. So shaitan comes to people who got iman, there's something to steal here. There is something I can damage here. There is something that I can mislead this person here. You people are young. You haven't seen lifestyle. There were such promising people who were becoming ulama in the world. So promising. Some had reached almost the Bukhari Sharif. Just 1 year to finish. As he told me, asked me once, what are you doing? I said, I'm busy in Mishkat. He said, you're close to Dora. Dora means the final. I said, gee. He said, what happens to people? The closer they come to Dora, the worse they become. What happens to them? The moment they come to Mishkat, they feel, well, now Dora, that's it. I'm free. It's like, what could be the cause? I didn't know. I just kept quiet or so. Till the end, not only Dora, till the end of life, we have to be alert with these things here. Allah have rahm upon us and keep us on a straight path. Make us always be concerned about the condition of our nafs. Shaitan, never be self-opinionated. That means you have your own opinion and that is it. To either Allah forbid, proudful or too deceived by shaitan to understand a mistake, mashwara. Let me ask somebody. Nabi Sassam asked how many people, in how many things Nabi Sassam asked for mashwara. So many things. Allahu Akbar. Khandaq. Sassam did what he wanted to. No. Nabi Sassam said, he called the sahaba, let's make mashwara. They are coming, it's a force of 10,000 kuffar. What is your people's opinion? That Salman Farsi gave the opinion, when we are in such situations in Persia, we dig the trench. Rasulullah said, let's do that. Uhud, Rasulullah took mashwara. Although the mashwara was something what Rasulullah was not in favor of, but the mashwara was given by youngsters. Yeah, Rasulullah, we also want to go and fight. We heard about Battle of Badr, and we will take them on. And we saw some threat to discourage him. No, this is what we want. We saw some, saw the Josh. We saw some went in the room, wore his armor. In the meantime, some senior sahaba told the youngsters, what are you doing? Why were you so persistent on what you wanted to do? And we saw some came out of his room with his armor. They said, Ya Rasulullah, never mind, we do what you say. Rasulullah said, no, for a Nabi to wear his armor, he can't remove it until he reaches jihad. There was harm there. Hudaybiyah, we look at. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, ihram. I'm speaking about the mashwara, need for mashwara. Make mashwara, consult. You won't get small. No, you won't get small when you make mashwara. You won't get small. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when it became clear now, the treaty was signed, they have to go back. He told the sahaba, come out of ihram. No, they were too shocked and stunned. Come out of ihram, how can it be? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went into his tent, made mashwara with his wife. What should I do now? With his own wife, Rasulullah is making mashwara. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I cut off your Mubarak head. Once they see you out of Ihram, they'll automatically follow you. The Sahasim accepted the Mashwara. So, in it's just too many things that there must be Mashwara. Otherwise, we will be ripe for Shaitan. One pious person is after Isha, people never used to see him around. Hazrat, what's happening? Say, no, I fly. I go roaming. I'm on Roma. I'm moving. Alhamdulillah. He's saying at that time, Alhamdulillah, Allah's ni'mat. See my, you know that hal, like, you know, Ponchigiroche, that's what he's saying. Another buzuk was informed of him, of this person. He said, okay, you must tell a Hazrat, you must just do one thing. That whilst he's floating around, wherever he's floating, and he's marveling at his spiritual power and looking at the creation and whatever, he must just read, A'udhu Billahi Min Shaitani Rajim. He must just read that. But once he's up, person went, they told him, I said, just do this here. He said, okay. He took off, and then he remembered, A'udhu Billahi Min Shaitani. He just didn't even finish, he fell down. Pwah! He got hurt. What happened here now? You know, he asked the other Buzhuk, he said, no, this was Shaitan taking him, playing around with his mind, and making him float. When I said, A'udhu Billahi Min Shaitani Rajim, he must have A'udhu. Shaitan ran for his life and dropped him. In every sphere, ilmi sphere, amali sphere, domestic life, communal life, what you call, there has to be mashwara. There has to be sincere mashwara. You don't take mashwara when you command people. If you had decided, for instance, you're buying a certain car, you don't say, I want to take mashwara, I've bought this car. You already bought it. One person came to Aziz Rahmatullah Ali, youngster, said, Aziz, I'm leaving the madrasa. I came for duas. So Aziz looked at him and he said, see here, you came for duas, you've left, or you came for mashwara? He looked, he said, no, I want mashwara. Aziz said, no, you all use the words, I'm leaving. You already made up your mind. There's nothing for me to say. I make dua for you. Mashwara is something else. Mashwara, I know of one. A person came. He said, I came to make mashwara about my son. I want to take him away. I said, my mashwara is no. He got a shock. He said, but this. I said, no, you asked me for mashwara. I told you no. No, and in between he mentioned, whatever you say, move this up. Whatever you say. I said, no. You ask me, I must be honest with you. The son can, I know he's Tibet. He's going to move. He's going to become a mover. I don't give him permission. Now he looks so disappointed. Yes, like now. Suddenly that smile, that, you know, that mashallah, duas and all. He looked like I'm the arku in a kebab, the bone in a kebab, in the month. He said, but I said, no, I'm not giving permission. No duas. You can go if you want. Now he's walking this way, that way. He's on the phone. He's worried. All the plans were made before. That whatever ABC, the plan forward. He thought it would be a customary, you know. I want mashwara. I want to take, okay, all right, mashallah. Allah give him hidayah. This, yeah, I give you mashwara, go. It's khianat. When I know, I can understand, a person is going to Jahannam, I know it, the tabiat of his student, I can see how the nafs is agitating, get out, for no other reason, besides that I want freedom to move around. And I must tell him, it's my duty. Mona is wanted to leave Jalalabad Sharif, just before his final year, for final year. I thought I'll go to Deoband. He said, no permission. Study here. Finish. He said, oh, Aziz trying now to control me. He wants me in his madrasa, or the enrollment will get less. He had a brain. He understood it as a pious person. There's something in it. There's something good for me to remain. And I asked him the story himself. And he said, okay, fine. Alhamdulillah, he said, he never looked back. Forget looking back. Maulana Palampuri wrote a letter. Sayyid Palampuri, Dhamud Barakatum, he's still alive, I think, in Dioban. He wrote a letter to Maulana Iyaz from Dioban. He's a Sheikhul Hadith and a very pious, extremely pious person. He's totally against all his jalsas, Bukhari jalsas. Totally, totally. He's a Sheikhul Hadith. He's a Sheikhul Hadith. He's got his authority. At one stage, Dioban, when it was jalsa, the whole town was flooded with people. People coming with trains and buses and bullocks and bicycles and scooters. The jalsa in Dioban, Bukhari Sharif jalsa, a real, real event. And the roads are filled in, the restaurants are filled in, the people are sleeping in the masjid. Then he thought to me, what is this? Women are coming. They are also on the roads. They also... Then one year out of the blue, one hadith was left. Everyone was expecting now the jalsa is going to be on a, probably on a Thursday or night or Friday, whatever it is. He said, listen, there is no jalsa of times before. Whenever I want, I will come and complete the last hadith. You people won't even know when. And we make our simple dua and it's finished. Finish. News went around. People went to the principal, but how can he do this here? You know, such a Mubarak occasion. The principal says, see, I've put him there. I respect his views. I respect his views. Finish. Now, when his jalsa, no one knows. People are fed up. Some were angry, some were bitter, some were upset. When Maulana Dhamud Barakatum observed, you know what, right? Most of the people are now gone. One day he just came. He used to do some other abwab, discuss other things. He said, I'd read the last hadith. No, even a principal didn't know. I'd make our dua, brief dua, khalas. What is this showing? Using the deen for show and grandeur and may Allah save us. May Allah Pak save us. So the point which I'm making is this here. Such a personality, he wrote to Maulana, he said, I believe you've written many kitabs about all this liberalism and modernism that is, please send me those kitabs, please. He was nearly crying when he told me. He said, who am I? Where is Dioban? You know what is Dioban? Yes, like you can't even think. We can't even imagine what is Dioban. Wallahi al-azim. We can't even dream about what Diobanism is. They were on, whoever followed, they were on the footsteps of the ustads, of Hazrat Shaykh al-Hind Rahmatullah Ali. One of his students who became a ustad one day, it was very hot. When he left the class, a student came from the back, you know, and opened an umbrella. The ustad, look, what is this? He said, Hazrat, it's very hot. I'm opening the umbrella. He said, by Jazakallah, just close it immediately. He said, but Hazrat, the heat? He said, no. I never saw my ustads taking help from an umbrella to ward off the sun. They walked in the sun. I would like to be on the tariqah of my ustads. Today we wear kurta like this here. When we go home, we actually despise, Allah forbid, I'm saying. And there's so much disgust, we can't wait. We have to have that long Arab kurtas. Otherwise what happens, we are... I don't understand. Why would a person want to be fleshy when he sees his ustads and we speak really? Alhamdulillah, look at Mufti Shoaib Sahib. I'm saying, so humble here. Man. You can forget, all right, everyone else. You can think this ustad is my ustad, man. Where you get awliya like this here? I can use the word safety, but the word awliya. Mufti Hussein Sahib, my ustads don't dress like this here. They don't take... there will be something wrong with my approach to deen, with my approach to life, to say, you know what, this will make me look better or make me more prominent or may look, you know how Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, I show you what is Islah. People say we want Islah. As he wrote this himself, it was very simple. But one day, he wore a very colorful achkan. Achkan is it long till halfway between the knees and ankle. It's like a coat. It was a bit colorful. So Aziz thought to himself, Fridays he used to go to Mona Thanwi, his chef. He thought to himself, yo, if I go with this here, Mona Thanwi wraps me up in front of all, he's going to take offense. Mona Thanwi was, he was an alimul ulama, hakimul ummah, 1400 kitabs written. On one occasion, some students came from Dioban with bicycles. Bicycles was a new thing that time. As it came for Fajr Namaz, he saw 3-4 bicycles outside. After Fajr Namaz, whose bicycles are those? These 2-3 students came from Dioban with bicycles. They must have an hour before Tahajjud left or whatever it may be. He said, it's ours. He said, get on your bikes and go. Move. Try it now. Go. In your tabiat, you got shan. You know you want to be something. You've got the element of being someone. Take your bicycles and go. That was Mawlana Thanwi Rahmatullahi. So I was Rahmatullahi, but he thought to himself, no, I can't go this colorful. Then he thought, but then I'm deceiving my sheikh. How is this going to work out? So he thought, okay, I'll wait under my kurta. You know, so it's like now they want a middle path. Like one Mawlana gave a fatwa to a bakery about the hot cross buns. Is it all right? Because some people told the baker, you can't bake this thing here. The Mawlana says, he was on Radio Islam or whatever it may be also. He says, see, sell it but don't advertise it. And I'm serious. I stand answering in front of Allah Pak if I'm narrating something wrong. This happened this year. Sell it, but don't advertise it. It's like liquor. He's saying, sell liquor, but liquor everyone knows is haram. Yeah, it is a sign of kufr. The cross is there, the cross. You see, Jesus was crucified on a cross. He says, you can sell it, but don't advertise it. Whatever, you think what? Allah save rahmah upon us. Allah alone can have rahmah. Who else can have rahmah? They don't want to see, they don't want to understand. Allah have rahmah on all of us. So Aziz decided, man, I'm going how I am. If I'm wrong, I have got a sheikh, he will make my islah, finish. If he scolds me, that is it. I'll deserve it. So he went to, that morning, Friday morning, he used to go walking from Jalalabad to Thanabon. Came to Mawlana Thanwi, was busy, little put down his fence. Assalamu alaikum. Mawlana Thanwi said, what's up? Mawlana Thanwi says, just a little bit bigger, like Masul Allah, a Sufi. He just looked, but he smiled and he didn't say anything. Thereafter, he thought, he didn't say anything. Okay, shukar, it can't be so wrong. Then, as he understood, he says, no, Mawlana Thanwi looked at my tabiat. In my tabiat, this is not the norm. It is a once-off thing. Mawlana Thanwi immediately understood, it's a once-off thing, man. It's not an everyday thing. Not a problem. So I'm speaking how great Dioban Madrasa was. That Ustad, he said, I won't walk with an umbrella over my head. Yet my Ustads never did things like this here. And Palampuri wrote to Mona Ayes, and Mona Ayes said, I can't believe it. An institution of the caliber of Dioban. Mufti Mahmud Rahmatullahi, these were great people. Go see how they dress. Go see the humility. Wallah. We can't even think we are fit to live on the same earth that they lived on. Mufti Mahmud Rahmatullahi, when he came to Kanpur, he was teaching there. I think it was in Kanpur. They needed a Sheikhul Hadith in Dioban. And they came. They said, you have to become the Sheikhul Hadith. He cried. They all thought he's crying tears of happiness. Hazrat, mashallah. You know. He said, what mashallah? I am crying out of grief. He said, what grief? We're going to relocate you. We'll give you a house. You see, I can't ever understand how is it possible for Dioban to have dropped to this level. They're looking for me as a Sheikhul Hadith. I'm crying over my misfortune. How did this happen to Dioban? You understand? There's hope for everyone. We all make mistakes, but we make our Islah. We make Tawbah, and we say we must understand what we want in life. So my eyes were so overtaken with emotion. He said, I can't understand. Dioban, they're asking me for my books and it must be translated. You know that No, but the Sheikh al-Hadith wrote from there, this Yoban is no more what it was. It has all been corrupted by this modernist liberal thoughts. Follow the West, following them in every path. May Allah grant us all hidayat in the tawfiq. We'll carry on, inshallah, tomorrow. Wa akhiru da'wah.